Thank you so much for joining us, Feng.
Thank you for having me.
No, my pleasure. Now, let's take a little step back. And would you be able to tell us, I guess, what the origins are of this conflict?
The release of those prisoners is a very big news indeed, if true. But I'm quite skeptical of this development. You know that in China, there's two kinds of prison system. One is formal prisons. Millions of them work there, as we call labor camp or prisons. The other one is what we call the education through labor system, that they can pick up anyone which they think is not good for the society or against the party state. They are administrated by the police, do not go through a trial or judiciary system, and they can put in there for from up to 4 years. What has happened to those Uyghurs in Xinjiang? Well, those Muslims in recent years, they have been labeled as terrorists. But you can't simply cannot regard it more than 1 million or 2 million males in Xinjiang, almost all the Muslims, as terrorists. But the Chinese authorities have been very harsh on them and round them up and put them into what we can call a concentration camp in the 21st century. But the term of the education through labor has been abolished in 2014. So they created these new terms, a training center or the education center. But it's very much the same. It's the labor camp created with a political dissent and prisoners of conscience or religious dissent. That's what caused widespread indignation around the world.
Right, of course. And so this is all recently taken, I guess, global interest. So do we know what this is due to? Like, does the kind of U.S.-China relationship have an influence on what's happening in China at the moment?
Yes. For the this new development, even for the window dressing or this kind of news conference to give out this nice applause, I think it has result from two things. The first thing is the ongoing trade negotiation with the United States, Donald Trump. Because of the protests in Hong Kong and the labor camp in Xinjiang, Donald Trump encountered tremendous problem in getting a deal, economic trade deal with China. But both sides, China, the party secretary Xi Jinping and President Trump, both want the deal to be cut for their own political purpose. So this kind of act, I think it's a response to the widespread indignation in around the world, in the United States in particular. We all know that the Congress in the U.S. just passed a Human Rights Act in Xinjiang, following the Human Rights and Democracy Act on Hong Kong. So this is one of the international pressure that pushed China to do something about it. So that's two areas that caused the Chinese to back up a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And so on Monday, kind of where this is all coming from, Xinjiang's territory's governor said that the people in the camps have you know, people being held have quote unquote graduated and are free to go. So what exactly does that mean?
I already mentioned I'm quite skeptical about this. For two reasons, because imagine 1 or 2 million males have been prosecuted and should pay badly in those camps. They generate tremendous resentment among them. Can you imagine when they all suddenly graduated or released better society? It's very hard for the Chinese authorities to manage the situation. And the second part of it is that the in suppressing religious freedom and so-called maintaining stability, a huge industry, a huge business has been created in Xinjiang. The millions of people involved in this stability maintenance and a lot of companies have been involved in producing those facilities and get a lot of money, huge money from this business. And they will resist the change in order to keep their job, keep their profit, and maintain their status within the party state. So I don't think that things would be that dramatic that all of a sudden those people will be released back to society.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of questions raised around it. But I mean, I guess on that, do you think we'll see any further investigations by the UN or just any further actions taken? Or do you think this release has kind of been meant to quell international concern?
I do think the international community have the responsibility to follow up, to verify the Chinese claims if they truly take those reconciled actions and return the society in Xinjiang back to normal.
Right, of course. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Feng. It's been really great having you on the show to talk about this.
My pleasure. Thank you.